Well, I am glad you could join us. If you're new here, this might be new to some of you, but part of the reason we have this midweek webcast is so I could answer questions that I get. I field questions either online from people and things that you need to know and have a deeper understanding of that maybe I wasn't able to fully get across on Sunday morning. The question that I'd like to answer today would be, what do you mean by scriptures being weighted towards the Holy Ghost? I made this statement that because of the age and the dispensation that we're in the age of the Holy Ghost, we're in the dispensation of the Holy Ghost, therefore all scriptures pertaining to God and Lord and things like that would specifically be talking about Him. Specific instances, especially where it says the Lord Jesus or the Father in heaven, obviously it's talking about the Father in heaven or the Lord Jesus, but if barring any of that, then the scriptures themselves, where it's talking about God and it's talking about the Lord, it's really talking about the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. And the more that you can understand that, the better that you'll be able to walk with Him. Does that make sense? So, being weighted. When you find a scripture that talks about God, well, if you know that the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today, what will that say to you? That will mean, well, this must be talking about the Holy Ghost. Yeah, but I thought that, you know, that the Holy Ghost didn't talk about Himself. Well, you've been misinformed. You've been spoken to wrongly about a specific scripture that we'll get to in a minute here, but the Holy Ghost is always talking. If He's God in the earth today, then if you want God talking to you, you're going to have the Holy Ghost talking to you. And the number one way we have God talking to us is what? His Word. His Word is God talking to you. Well, if the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today, and He is, then His Word is going to have to be Him, the Holy Ghost, talking to you. There's a verse of scripture that says all scriptures were given by inspiration of God and are profitable. They were given by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, who moved upon men of old, prophets of old, and they wrote this word. So therefore, especially, and I want to get that across today, I hope I can, the Holy Ghost in our dispensation, in our age, talking to you, when I open the Bible and I read God's Word, it's God the Holy Ghost specifically talking to me in light of the Holy Ghost only, meaning the Holy Ghost is the only part of the Godhead who's alive and active in the earth today. He's doing things in the earth. It's His dispensation in the book of Acts chapter 2 when He came. It became the Holy Ghost dispensation. It's the Holy Ghost age, the age of the Holy Ghost. He's God in the earth today. The Father's in heaven. Jesus is at His right hand. Now is His time. So when scriptures talk about God and God doing something, it's specifically God the Holy Ghost, and therefore He's talking to you through His Word. It's Him, the Holy Ghost, is talking to you. In light of it being Holy Ghost only, or the Holy Ghost being the only one in the earth today, and it being His dispensation or His age, general scriptures pertaining to God and Lord are heavily weighted towards Him being the one who's speaking. Well, heavily weighted, what do you mean by that? Well, if I picked up something as big and heavy and it was really heavy, it's going to be leaning me to that side. If I picked it up on this side, it'll be leaning me to that side. So it's heavily leaning towards the Holy Ghost being the one who's talking, or being about the Holy Ghost, which is going to open up a whole, if you're listening, this is going to open up a whole new world of you beginning to understand and know the Holy Ghost as a person, because you've been putting this off to some other unknown God. He's not going to be unknown if you can just read right in here about Him, but the problem is we've said, no, that's not about the Holy Ghost, that's about this, that's about that, and you've conjured up something that just isn't true, because in this day and in this dispensation, all of the scriptures that aren't specifically pertaining to Jesus or the Father are supposed to be, and you'd be accurate in having them weighted towards being about the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost talking to you. Weighted means it generally leans towards. It's a general leaning towards the Holy Ghost. If it just says God, God said this, God said that, or it says Lord, the Lord says this, Lord says that, then you can automatically and correctly assume in this day and age, in this dispensation, that it is the Holy Ghost doing the talking. And it is about the Holy Ghost who's God in the earth today. It's generally leaning in that direction, and you're right in assuming that it is. In light of the Holy Ghost only being God in the earth today, and it being his dispensation, general scriptures pertaining to God and Lord are heavily weighted towards him, about him speaking, him doing the speaking, or talking about him. Does that make sense? The scriptures now, specifically to you who worship the Holy Ghost, to you who are Holy Ghost only people, to you in the society, and to you who use, listen, to you who use the words, I worship you, Holy Ghost. Remember, when you do that, it opens up a whole new door for you. It opens up a whole new door of favor to you. You're favored by God in a way other people aren't, because they don't worship him this way. Those who use the words, I worship you, Holy Ghost, then these scriptures are even more weighted. They're going to open up greater revelation to you about who God is in the earth today. It's going to open up things to you that specifically pertain to God in the earth today, because no one else does. No one else uses the words, I worship you, Holy Ghost, except Holy Ghost only. And those words will not only are you using them, those words will use you. And they'll begin to change you on the inside and to take you into a deeper understanding of who you're supposed to be and where you're supposed to go. So straighten up. The scriptures now in this dispensation, in this age of the Holy Ghost, and especially to those who use the words, I worship you, Holy Ghost, and are Holy Ghost only people, society people, people that worship the Holy Ghost, these words are heavily weighted. The words about God are heavily weighted pertaining to who? The Holy Ghost. John chapter 16 verse 7, nevertheless I tell you the truth, it is expedient or profitable for you that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. Well, Jesus did depart, and he did send the Holy Ghost. That's the age we're in. So we have a part of the Godhead, one person of the Godhead with us today, and that is the Holy Ghost. And you need to know that. You need to know that that's where you stand. That's your position. That's who you worship. That's who you walk with, and you walk with him only. Holy Ghost only. I'm walking with Jesus. No, you walk in the name of Jesus, and you walk in the things that Jesus bought and paid for you, but you only are walking with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost only. You and the Holy Ghost. That's it. That's who you are. That's who he is. That's where you're at. It helps you to see the present reality of your situation, that this is the Holy Ghost and you only. People will say, well, Jesus is coming again, right? You ask him, is Jesus coming again? And they go, yes, Jesus is coming again. And you go, well, that means he's not here now. He's not here. Who's here? The Holy Ghost. It is expedient or profitable for you that I go away. Well, if he went away, then we're in the age of profiting by relationship with the Holy Ghost. When he is come, verse 8, when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Who does this? The Holy Ghost does this. He reproves the world of sin. Who does it? The Holy Ghost does it. Who? The Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today, reproves the world of sin and of righteousness and judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father, you see me. What? No more. And of judgment, because the prince of the world is judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. So Jesus had a bunch of things he wanted to say, but it wasn't time. It wasn't time for him to say these things. And besides, they couldn't bear it. They couldn't handle it. And he's going to tell them, but you will have these things said to you. You will have these things said to you when I'm gone, when another comes that's going to say it. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, who is he? The Spirit of truth. When he is come, he will guide you into all truth. Will Jesus guide you into all truth? He couldn't guide you into all truth. You couldn't bear it. You weren't even born again then. But when the Holy Ghost comes, He's the one who guides you into the truth, right? He's the Spirit of truth. Do you want to be guided into all truth? That means the beginning truth all the way through the end truth. Then it has to be by the Holy Ghost. Let me continue on here. For he shall not speak of himself. And this is where people get it all messed up. It doesn't mean it's word of right here in many other contexts, and most of the other contexts means away from instead of. So he shall not speak away from himself. He is the Spirit of truth, and he won't speak anything but the truth. So help him God, and he is God. Does that make sense? So he's not going to come and tell you a lie. He's not going to come and tell you religion. He's not going to come and tell you some half-truth. He's going to come and speak of himself. That's what it's talking about. It doesn't mean, well, he's not going to speak of himself. No, he's not going to speak away from himself. He is going to speak of himself. All of these scriptures, like I told you, pertaining to God, is him talking about himself. That's why you think about it. Why the devil put so much twisting pressure on that one verse of scripture to trip everybody up, because that's how important it is. It keeps people from thinking the Holy Ghost is going to talk about himself, when in this age and dispensation, it's all weighted towards talking about the Holy Ghost and who he is and how you get to walk with him. He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak away from himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Who's going to do all of this? The Holy Ghost. And then he goes on to say, and he will glorify me. Why will he glorify you? He will glorify Jesus, because he will enable you to walk in all that Jesus bought and paid for. He speaks of himself. You understand that? It's a whole nother message, probably a whole nother series, but we're talking more about the weighting of the scriptures being towards the Holy Ghost being God in the earth today, and him talking and it being about him today. All right, all scriptures, except where specifically stated therein, in the scripture that it's talking itself, as in the Father is in Father in heaven, or the Lord Jesus, all scriptures, except where specifically stated therein, should be assumed to be talking about the Holy Ghost, who is God in the earth today. Why? Because it's his dispensation. And this is the age we're in. So when I pick up this book and I read a scripture that says something about God, it's talking about the Holy Ghost and my relationship with the Holy Ghost. Does this make sense? This is part of what Jesus bought and paid for you for, so you could walk in this relationship of knowing that. So don't let the devil trick you out of it. This helps you to see the present reality of your situation, that Jesus left you, and which means he is coming back, but he's not here now. And so now I'm walking with God. And God is the Holy Ghost. And so all scriptures that pertain to God are talking about the Holy Ghost, which opens up wide doors for me to understand who he is. All right. You getting any of this? I hope so. Let's see. All generalized verses talking about Lord and God. So what I want to do now is just take you through some examples of these so that you can see what I'm talking about. So you can see that, okay, well, I'm not going to read this. And I'm telling you, it's going to blow your mind. When you start to realize, wait a minute, I've been reading this verse all along, but when I put Holy Ghost in there, and that's what I do many times, where I say, it'll say God, I'll take the word God, and then I'll go God the Holy Ghost, and then I'll read the rest of the scripture, and it makes something completely different, because the Holy Ghost I know is with me. He's in the earth. So when it says God is going to make your way straight, who's gonna make your way straight? The Holy Ghost is gonna make my way straight. Am I all right with saying that and assuming that? Yes, because the scriptures are weighted in that direction, because the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today, and he's the only part of the Godhead in the earth today, Holy Ghost only. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, or where the Spirit is Lord, there is liberty. Now the Lord is that Spirit. So now in this dispensation, once the veil has been taken away, according to verse 16, now in verse 17, the Lord is that Spirit. So every time I see the word Lord, and it's not specifically pertaining to the Lord Jesus, meaning it says it in the verse, or then it is going to be talking about the Lord, the Spirit, the Lord, the Holy Ghost. Now the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there it is liberty. And we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. The glory of who? the Lord, and are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So who are we talking about? The Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. You're talking about the Holy Ghost. It's like the Holy Ghost only. The Holy Ghost is the only part of the Godhead who's active in the earth today. So these scriptures pertaining to God are accurately weighted towards being about the Holy Ghost. Does this make sense? Did you see that? Who did it say was Lord? The Holy Ghost. Now the Lord is that Spirit. What Spirit? The Spirit of the Lord. Who's the Spirit of the Lord? The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of the Lord. What? No, you're not, that your body is the temple of who? The Holy Ghost. No, you're not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. Okay, or sir, you have of God. Who can I assume that God, the God there, is talking about? You have it of Him. You have it of the Holy Ghost. You have it of God. He is the Holy Ghost. And you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Who did it say was in your body? What? No, you're not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, meaning the house of the Holy Ghost. Then it says, you're bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Who is this talking about? God, 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 Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Weighted heavily towards the Holy Ghost. It's weighted over there. Do you see that? So when I'm glorifying God in my body, who am I glorifying? The Holy Ghost. And I'm changed from glory to glory. Here it's saying that the Holy Ghost is God. The other verse that we read in 2 Corinthians 3:18 said that the Holy Ghost was the Lord. So here we have verses that say when you have Lord and you have God in our dispensation, it's specifically referring to the person of the Holy Ghost, who is God in the earth today. Very good. Let's look at some other examples. Isaiah chapter 48, thus says the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God. Now, because we're in this age, in this dispensation, who can I correctly assume and know that it is weighted toward being talking about as far as pertaining to me knowing God and walking with God in the earth today?
Right.
That's right. The Holy Ghost. So, thus says the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. It even says, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God. Remember, I just read a verse of scripture that said that the Spirit of the Lord, now the Lord is that Spirit. Lord. Then it says glorify God in your body. Lord and God. Look what it says right here. I am the Lord thy God. Who is this talking about? The Holy Ghost. I am the Lord thy God, which teaches thee to profit. We just read a verse of scripture that said he will teach you all things, because he's the Spirit of truth. So he's going to teach you. The Lord God is teaching you. He's teaching you to profit and leading you by the way that you should go. And even every good Christian knows who does the leading. Those that are sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. So this specifically is saying it is so weighted towards the person of the Holy Ghost, it's almost ridiculous.
Yeah, but that's just that verse of scripture.
I use that verse of scripture intentionally. I'm trying to break you of the habit of every time that you read the word God or Lord, you're either putting it on the God in heaven or the Lord Jesus is who's at his right hand. Don't do that. If you do that, you are denying yourself the ability and opportunity to walk in that verse of scripture with the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, the who? The Lord thy God. Who is the Lord thy God in the earth today? The Holy Ghost. Well, you better remember him, because it's telling you right here, this verse of scripture, even in the Old Testament, to us in our dispensation and age, I really don't have all the time, and I keep telling myself I'm not going to go there because I will take up too much time doing it. But in our day and age, this is who we deal with. Sorry, you aren't in the Old Testament. Sorry, you aren't in Jesus' dispensation. I apologize. But actually, it's profitable for you that you aren't.
you happen to be in this dispensation, and you better wake up to the reality of that's who you are with in the earth. Jesus isn't here, he left you, he's coming back, but you're with the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. So when you read about God talking to you and walking with you and wanting to do something for you, it is the Holy Ghost who wants to claim that, name that, and claim that, and walk with you in it. For it is He the Lord my God, He the Holy Ghost. And it's all right for me to say it that way. It's weighted in that direction, therefore it's okay and it's all right. It is right for me to do it that way. The Holy Ghost, it is He, the Holy Ghost, that gives me power to get wealth. Would that be a good verse of scripture to have revealed to you that you can walk in with the Holy Ghost in? Absolutely. So when I'm walking in the power to get wealth, who am I walking with? I am walking with the Holy Ghost and all his gifts and all his abilities to get wealth. He gives the power to get wealth that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to thy fathers as it is this day. And he will walk with you in the verses of scripture that you acknowledge him in. I'm trying to get you to acknowledge him and understand that in our day and age, all these scriptures are weighted towards him, Holy Ghost only. Yay, glory to God forever. When I say yay, glory be to God forever, who am I saying glory be to God to forever? I'm saying glory be to God the Holy Ghost. And now I encourage you in this. If you have, like, I have a multitude of scriptures where I do my confessions every day and I confess them over my life and my things. And so as I'm going down, when it says God or it says Lord, I automatically, right in there, I'll put a parenthesis and I'll go Holy Ghost. The Lord my God, the Holy Ghost teaches me to profit, leads me by the way that I should go. The Lord God takes away from me all sickness. The Lord God, the Holy Ghost takes away from me all sickness. Are you getting this? Yay, hallelujah. 1 Timothy 6:17. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Well, here I got a verse of scripture, so let me just practice what I just said. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches. So I'm going to say, I'm not high-minded, I don't trust in uncertain riches, but I trust in the living God. Who's who? The Holy Ghost. So I trust in the living God, the Holy Ghost. I trust in the living God. I trust in the Holy Ghost, who gives me richly all things to enjoy. So now I get to walk with the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today, and he's giving me richly all things to enjoy. God bless you. Let all things that are great and worthwhile come upon you and anoint you and give you peace and prosperity, and walk with the living God, who is the Holy Ghost. He is God in the earth today. Holy Ghost of God in the earth.